Damien, I suppose it's a matter of getting back to terra firma this weekend ahead of tomorrow's game against Monaghan after last weekend's huge victory over Westmeath, 17-1-5.
Yeah, it'll be you'll be expecting a lot tougher challenge this weekend. You know, I think Westmeath last weekend, we find it sometimes when teams come into Division 1 from Division 2 and they put a massive effort into the first couple of games, and yeah, you have a day then when things don't happen for you, like last week for them, and everything seemed to run for us, so it was tough. So this weekend will be a lot tougher now, I would say, and there's a good rivalry between ourselves there and Monaghan. You know, we beat them in last year's Ulster final, and we just pipped them in the league game last year, so we'd expect another tight game again.
Yeah, it could also be a case, you know, that you're just hitting form, you know, because you had shall we say, a slow enough start against Dublin and improved somewhat against Galway, but were lucky enough to get the draw. I know you've been working on things yourselves in MacLeCorn, so maybe it's a case as well of things coming right for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's an awful lot of work going on there. You know, we're doing a lot of work on video stuff with Johnny McGinley, and Maxie spend an awful lot of time doing that, and we're sort of looking at what we need to improve on, you know. And since the Dublin game, you can see a steady improvement. You know, we wanted to improve our attacking play, and that improved slightly against Galway, but defensively we left ourselves a wee bit open, and then we improved again for the two games against Westmeath. So you can see, like, the lads, the work they're putting in the background is definitely helping us then on the video work on that, and what we're working on in training then is definitely benefiting us when we're getting out to the pitch on a Sunday. So hopefully if we can see a continuous improvement now, we'd be happy with that coming into this weekend.
But as we said at the outset, probably the difficulty thing is to bring people back to earth a bit this week, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. I will, to be honest with you, they're not the sort of girls that they'll get too carried away now. They've they know themselves that when you have a day like that, when the goals go in, you know, it happens quite more frequently in the ladies' football than anything else. Goals definitely make a massive difference, you know, and they were happy just to get the result and be able to move on. You know, they know how tough this weekend's game's going to be. We felt we probably, if the game had played on the first day against Westmeath, we felt we had that game pretty much sewn up at that stage. So it was just a matter of getting out and getting the job done, and then look forward to this weekend then.
Is there any concern are you going forward? The fact is that because of the postponement, the first day that you've been out on successive Sundays now, and you're missing out on the break?
Not so much, actually. We're sort of glad to have, the way we looked at it, was an extra game to work on things. If you look at the amount of subs that came on last week against Westmeath, I think there were 7 or 8 subs were used, and a couple of girls got their first taste of senior county football, so that was a massive thing for us. And them girls did actually very well and are sort of probably pushing for places this weekend. So, no, we would see it as a positive thing more than anything. And we still have a break coming up now in a couple of weeks around Paddy's time. So we'll have two free weekends then, hopefully, if there's no more postponements, and we can give them a bit of a rest at that stage.
And tell me, on the injury front, how are you fixed? Maureen, Jerley McLaughlin near return?
Yeah, Geraldine will be thereabouts this weekend, I would say. We haven't put the team together just yet. There's a lot of girls pushing, so we're not finalised on it yet. But Geraldine's definitely in contention now, and
she's back in training.
Yeah, she's back full training, and which is a massive plus for us. And we've Tracy Doherty, who was unavailable last weekend. She's back for this weekend as well.
And Deirdre Foley was out as well.
Deirdre Foley's probably going to, she'll not be far away, but she's having a few problems with her back at the moment. So if it's not 100%, you know, we'll not chance her. And then you have Kate working away, Kate Keeney working away in the background there as well, hoping to be back maybe in the next 6 to 8 weeks as well.
Going into the stretch of games now, probably where it can define your season and certainly define your league ambitions. Safe to say, if you got a win on Sunday, you're in a great position then to kick on and push for one of those semi-final places.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the main thing we want to win this weekend is just get, as I've been saying all along, you know, you hear Maxie saying the same thing, you know, we just want to get safe in the division, and then we'll get as many girls football as possible then, and work out and start working towards championship and step up the training. You know, it's hard when you have consecutive games, you know, you find your time on the training ground's a wee bit shorter. You know, you have that one day during the week, and then you can't do much at the weekend before the game, obviously. So we'd be glad to be able to ramp that up a wee bit and push on, and if it happens, if we happen to win a few more games and get a semi-final spot, well and good.